Try to get these.
Yeah, that's how you fucking start a show. God damn, are we recording?
If the podcast gets you cheeks.
I hope it does, man.
Like, yo, we are pod rock stars, man.
We are pod rock stars.
Pod stars.
Yeah, pod stars.
I'm gonna give an early shout out to Dominique. Shout out to you.
This goes out to you.
You, cause yo, she came to, like I said, I met her through F45. She said, hey, listen to your podcast. If people have podcasts, then I check that out. I don't know if she saw an Insta story. Maybe she saw the whole Milkshake account, the Milkshake thing, mm-hmm. where we have like our links. Milkshake brings everybody to the pod, I hope. So, and she said she liked it. And the first thing I said was, I apologize. I said, I want to apologize.
Oh, you gave her, you had to tell her
the disclaimer.
To give her a disclaimer. That's bad.
But that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Yo, I just want to apologize. Because, yo.
What was her response?
I'm not making sure. She was like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, maybe she laughed and giggled and smacked my shoulder again. But I just remember that part being super funny. Oh, yeah. I didn't know you had a, I listen to people who have pods. I said, I just want to apologize.
It's funny because,
yo,
I was talking to Scheist.
She's naive
about the show, and he didn't really think like we had, like, he just looked at it and he was like, yeah, this shit's ass, without even giving it like a fair shot,
because we like fucking family. And then you say he was surprised that,
yeah, he was surprised. He told me this is my calling, so shout out to you. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be doing this, because I'm fucking literally I'm having a tough go at it this 2022. This mental health shit is not easy, but every week that I record means another week I didn't kill myself, so there's that.
Yeah, you're not gonna fucking kill you. I'll put you on fucking watch. You're gonna wake up on one of them, Jimmy, on your fucking couch. Hey, buddy.
It's gonna be like Jamil.
Oh, remember Jamil? That's actually my fucking cousin, though.
Jamil's your cousin?
Yeah, through Troy's his pops.
Oh my
that's
god.
That's Uncle Troy. Yeah, that's my father, Robert Timberlake's fucking his cousin, and that Jamil is his son.
Jesus Christ, Jamil's the man.
Yeah, Jamil's a legend.
I don't even know where the fuck he is right now, but I would love to do a pod with him.
Yo, the way y'all described Jamil, the funny shit he used to randomly fucking do.
Bro,
Jamil's my cousin.
I'm gonna tell you right now, he is top five funniest people I've ever met in my life.
And I didn't get a chance to really, he was just a little, like a younger kid around me. And he's in his 30s now, right? He's in right,
well,
he's,
yeah.
He's always a little bit younger.
He's all right. Well, he's my age.
Okay. Yo, Jamil was funny as hell, bro. Well, little kid funny to me. Funny to y'all, because you and B say the same fucking thing. And John, and John, like, yo, Jamil was funny as hell. I knew him as little kid funny. Jamil, my little cousin.
Nah, bro.
He had, like,
I remember
undeveloped
one time,
little head and shit. Like,
I remember one time he was going to Jose's house all the time. I think we always going to Jose's house at one point all
the
time. And Jose was asleep. And this nigga had his face this close to Jose's face. Imagine waking up and the first thing you do when you open your eyes is see
him and his smooth ass head.
Yes.
He always had like a buzz cut. He got the cut I got now, and he was like, he had a one.
Then I remember when he moved back to Michigan, he had braids.
Michigan, bro. I remember he came from Michigan. Yeah, bro.
Damn, bro.
Now Uncle Troy lives in PA.
Really? I wonder if Jamil lives in PA.
I don't know.
That would be kind of cool.
That'd be cool. I can actually try to get in touch to
Yo, we can get Jamil on the phone.
I could.
I wonder what word association Brian would use for Jamil. Because I think this might be the week he'll get something wrong.
Is it? Yo, he's funny as hell.
Let's call him.
We're looking for anything with the word funny.
Okay.
Crazy, funny, little ass head. Jamil had a dumb head. I have a thumbnail too.
Brian Carmikes.
He might be OB. He was stayed at work a little late. I hit him up.
Really?
And he was he had some extra work to do, so he might
wow,
be sleeping.
Work. I was there once.
What's that?
Fucking piece of shit, man. I'm mad I drove all the way out there for that. Let's see.
Alright. Yeah.
Yo, you know what time it is.
Hold up.
Okay.
Right. Word association. What word or words come to your head when we say the name Jamil?
Jamil Small.
Oh, Jamil.
Come on.
You got so many quotables, yo.
No, what how can you describe his character? Like, what was he?
Half brown, half Mexican?
No, nigga. I should have said that. Because that is one of the quotables.
All right, when you think of him, like, what's the first thing you think of him? Like, yo, when he's around.
Yo, it's been like 20 years, bro.
What did he make you? Right, how did he make you feel? Like, what was it? Like, yo, this motherfucker.
I don't remember, bro. I really don't. Yeah.
Did he make you laugh?
I'm gonna say he got it right because he keeps laughing.
Okay, yeah, he's funny as hell, bro. Like, and he didn't know that Jermaine was our family, bro.
Yeah, right.
He was a random ass nigga.
I thought he was a random Pokemon from 16th Street Projects.
Shane, did you tell him the head crack about that?
The what?
No, I'm saying, Shane, did you mention the story about what Jamil Pops thought I was?
What happened? With Jamil?
You don't remember?
What?
Jamil Pops, what Troy thought I was.
Oh my God, bro. He didn't live in 16th Projects. You know, he lived across. I remember I went to the apartment.
I thought he lived
apartment.
On 16th.
No, they had like the building.
No, I live across the streets.
Oh,
nigga. So you know B used to walk dogs for a company called Wag back in the day?
Yes.
So my Uncle Troy used to smoke mad weed, and I guess he was beefing with his wife at the time. So
yeah,
she
I remember those stories.
She was like, yo, is B spying on me, bro? Because this nigga be walking dogs all over downtown, and this dude works for Verizon. I'm like, nah, that's his fucking job. And he ended up moving to Pennsylvania. I think he may be the reason why he moved to Pennsylvania. Uncle Troy
I forgot
to
about half brown,
bro.
Half Mexican, though. That's a thing.
Yeah, I heard, though. He's fucking hilarious. But how do you get somebody move all the way to PA? Because you're nervous you're being spied on by your nephew who walks dogs all over fucking the city that you do.
Special breed, bro.
Yeah, bro. When he told me that, remember, he told Rob that, right? He told my pops that?
Yeah, he told Rob that.
He was like, yo, be spying on me, bro? Did my ex-wife hire this man to follow me? Because we should be walking mad dogs all over the place. Oh, that's a whole podcast in itself, talking about that shit.
Yo, for real.
Yeah, man. But,
wait, what was the word that I was looking for?
Funny.
Funny as hell.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
too late, brother.
I mean, he laughed. I'm still going to give it to him because he kept laughing. Yeah. All
right, so the action was that.
He was retarded funny, though. Like, he was like.
Yeah.
We have to think I'm going to have to bleep that word out.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're going to be raw. But
you can't say retarded?
No, you can't.
Like, you're going
to. What?
You can't say it.
So I didn't hear you, Brian. Say it again.
Oh, you can't say retarded, bro? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't, bro.
No,
we don't care. Like, personally, because we know. I would say, I'm saying unfortunately, but when we talk to you, like, yo, stop acting retarded. But now, Brian, it's very sensitive to people, you know, who.
Bro, I saw something, right, with the LGBTQ, right?
Oh, shit.
Bro, they added three more letters. EGR.
What the fuck EGR? Is that, bro?
I don't know. You probably can't say the word anger no more or something.
I heard A+. They added a plus to that thing too.
What happened to talking sign language, bro?
They took a third of the alphabet for themselves.
EGR means ergonomics. Hey, what the fuck? EGR.
Bro, I see EGR added to
it. It says similarly, LGBTIQA stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer, questioning, asexual.
Wait, hold on. What is queer?
Yeah, but what is the plus?
What's the difference between queer and gay?
Is the plus for plus size?
I don't want to. I'm not going there. Yo, but what the
what
fuck?
What is the difference between queer?
What is intersex?
What's the difference between queer and gay?
If intersex means
I don't
that,
know
if
the difference
intersex
between.
Means that fucking, what do you call that shit?
When the intersection?
No, yeah. Sex out of fucking six lights. No, if that means
five
that,
corners.
Yeah. If they're allowing incest to be a thing, I don't give two fucks. I'm disrespecting it.
Why?
Fight me.
That's brotherly love.
Come on, bro.
I don't know what's the difference between
intersex.
Queer and gay.
All right, intersex is a general term used for a variety of situations in which a person is born with reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't fit the boxes of female or male. Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis, right? Wasn't she considered like an hermaphrodite? Is that an intersex?
Wasn't Ciara considered a hermaphrodite?
They just trying to disrespect her big, beautiful ass.
Oh, okay, that's what it was?
Yeah.
You said Jamie Lee Curtis?
Maybe he's sucking her little dick.
Jamie Lee Curtis is... They used to think that Jamie Lee Curtis was born with a, you know, she had an enlarged clit, man. Looks like a little
kid. She got, to be a tranny. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I don't think you can like say that word clit. Either, bro.
Who can't say clit? No, I gotta go, yo.
Yo, B, you gotta
tell someone to follow you.
Nowhere, bro.
Facebook.
Nowhere, bro. I don't want to be followed, bro.
Follow me on the Twitter.
He said, "I don't want to be followed." What are you going to come up here to finish off this podcast? Like, help us get canceled all the way.
I'm coming next week because this is getting out of hand, bro.
Bro, he's going to come here the whole list. All right, everybody, buckle your fucking ears.
Yo, buckle your ears.
Put the kids
is crazy.
To bed, earmuffs. If you're sensitive, get the fuck out of here. And we got to talk about a podcast, too. They got caught in some shit.
Do you have no shame?
Talking about Joe Rogan?
Do you have no shame? Yeah, Joe Rogan got caught in some shit.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
He had like the wrong specialist up there, right?
Yeah, he just said the fucking, he was saying nigga left and right. But, you know.
That is my nigga.
There was some guy that was like, yo, as long as you're not disrespecting me personally and not using the hard.
Wait. He can say nigga, but we can't say gay terms. So you
no,
see
no,
what
no,
I mean?
No, trust me.
He ain't getting canceled though.
No, of course not. He makes too much money for Spotify.
He's the number one podcaster.
If we can't say the F word, why do white people
I'm
can
not
say
saying
that
word, bro? That word is hard. I'm gonna say it amongst us. Like, yo, you. Yo, I listen,
Brian.
I'm,
you can say it. Say
I'm
it.
You, my boy
say
just,
the F word.
Faggot.
The way we talk is terrible. Like, stop being a fag. We don't mean gay. We mean like you're being.
I hear you.
Soft.
I
hear
you.
Consider people that are called that to be a
little
soft.
I hear you.
In England, they call cigarettes fags.
A pack of fags.
She's smoking hot. You being a fag. Like, oh, shit. Hey, look, we still need to start the pod officially.
Yeah.
You got to play the song.
I'm going to play this song. In honor of Joe Rogan.
Yo. You're right to the hook.
Yeah,
man. B, you gotta get you up here, bro. I think I'll be screaming the whole time.
Yeah, I'm coming on Valentine's Day, so I gotta go nowhere with nobody.
Right.
Next Monday's Valentine's Day, so I'm in there.
Yeah, it's a Valentine's massacre.
Yep.
Yes.
Hey,
I'm in there.
Brian, don't fucking lie. I gotta work.
Nah, I'm coming. I'm doing it. I'm always gonna be dead tired, bro.
Nah, B, I will pick you the fuck up.
So I can walk with you in no parking?
Yeah, I'm parked at a bus stop. Please, God, don't give me a ticket. It's me and 10 other people.
Y'all won't get a ticket. It's the beginning of the month.
Oh, I don't mean nothing to them. There's no value. Okay. Why are they going to get a jump start? But if I get one and nobody else gets one, everybody's getting their fucking... I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. They're going to be the plus... In the LGBTICHQ shit.
You're going to put them in the intersex.
Yeah, put you in the intersection.
Yeah, they're going to have all the alphabets. We ain't going to be able to speak anymore.
You're right, yo, because people are fucking sensitive. People rely on drugs because they can't. Like,
you can't use our letters? You nuts?
Can't do shit. I'm going to be honest.
You can't
with
buy
you,
a vowel?
Bro, I love everybody to fucking death. But
gotta put an
act on me. You got to put an act straight. You're a straight dickhead. Like, yo, what am I supposed to say? Yo, what do you mean? Like, shut the fuck up.
I hate everyone equally.
You heard you got to put an accent on it if you buy a vowel.
You got to put an accent on it? Can I get an E? Chaquete. The crowd just starts clapping and shit. Chaquete.
That's a rough way to start a pod.
That was good. That was original, though.
It was.
Ain't nobody doing that shit.
We get canceled. We get cancelable offenses every week.
I think the fact that we are cancelable, people are like, you know, I'll let them go for another week. And it's just like, I think, like, I wonder what
they
fuck
need.
We need
to build steam to when we get. It's like they love the little engine that could.
Build steam.
Yeah. We have to build the little engine of self-esteem.
Yeah.
And then once we get, it's like the Golden State Warriors. Like, everyone liked them.
Yeah.
And then they got too good, and then everyone hated them.
Yeah.
They build you up to tear you down.
Damn.
They ruined 2K, bro.
You say everybody playing on 2K?
So they ruined 2K.
They ruined it? How? Don't you got to buy a VC to be good?
No, you choose to buy a VC.
That sounds like niggas on Instagram. Man. You got to buy followers. It look cool. Fuck out of here. I'm tempted.
So it's VC, the Instagram version of followers?
Yeah, I'm tempted to buy like 10,000 followers and only get 20 fucking likes and 68 comments. My comment shit has been on fire, but my likes, niggas is like,
I wonder if I could sell some followers.
Like, I don't like this fucking person. B, I'm gonna sell your account to somebody, yo.
Account popping, bro.
Lottie 30 plus. Like, this nigga is definitely.
Oh, Brian's the plus!
I didn't use the plus sign.
You're
the plus.
I spelled it out, so.
Nope.
It doesn't matter. Nope. You are the plus.
They wanted to put a plus there.
Yo, get
Lottie B plus, Apple TV plus, fucking Stars plus.
Brian is the plus.
Yeah, get Pocahontas to shout me out. I get some flowers.
Man, who is that?
The dude that be rapping, his name? Panama.
Oh, what? Come on.
All right, all right, yo, we gotta get you up here, bro. This shit's gonna be great.
See, I leave the industry for like three weeks, and look what y'all. I let you in on all my shit.
B's like the B's the type of nigga that fucking say some shit and be ready to slap somebody too. So I have no.
B,
you definitely after that F45 class, you definitely went on the world's most hate crime list. Get the fuck out of my face.
With Sugar Man?
Yeah, Sugar Man. Yo, B was on one knee. He's like, all I heard on his brother, get the fuck out of my face, man.
Oh, my boy Gavry?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yo, you gotta go. Right, we gotta go.
Talk to you later, bro. This nigga's a Howard Stern of podcasting.
Jesus.
Holy shit. You might be the most popular person we have. Yo, people like, we want more. We want more. Yeah, that's the plus. Exactly. You get more of this motherfucker. Yo.
Jesus Christ. He's the plus.
He is the plus, yo.
How do you want to start the show?
Hey.
16 minutes in.
This is what we're going to do. We can either choose to talk about Valentine's Day shit now and continue on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, let's talk do that. About,
all right, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yo, that was wild, bro.
Yo, this guy has...
He's scary.
Yo, this guy's ruthless.
You can't say... I'm like, yo, chill, bro. God.
All
right.
If I cared enough to edit this shit, I would edit all that shit out.
Look, man, but either love us or leave us alone, man. We appreciate y'all either
preferably
way.
Preferably love us while you leave us alone.
That's a hell of a fucking thing to do.
Love us from a distance.
Love us from a distance.
Yeah, man.
I'll take some clothes.
Tell them who you are.
All right. So, yo, I am Shane Timberlake, straight up.
There you go.
Can I be angry for 2 seconds and say...
you know what?
What's this guy's
name? Before you get angry, let's...
It's a little annoyance.
Just before you get a little angry.
Fuck Shane Gumabak. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Always fuck him.
I'm going to tell you why I fuck Shane Gumabak. He has Shane Timberlake as his username for the past like 4 or 5 years. I want my government name. I don't want to put I am. Y'all know who the fuck... I'm not saying it like that, but I am. That whole I am is third person in my opinion. That's like a third person? I am Shane Timberlake. Oh, it's about to go down.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut my mouth for a few seconds because he put extra. What's the name of that brand? Like, we don't light our own fires.
Kingsford?
If we go to the woods, if we went to the woods, we bring in Kingsford. We don't Boy Scout shit. We cheat. He bought a fresh bottle of Kingsford. Put the coal on there. We're not cooking shit. I just wanted to start a fire and leave.
That's what Brian does.
That shit, Brian is a Kingsford ass motherfucker, yeah.
He is Kingsford.
I guess the name on the phone.
Yes.
What's your name? I am Kingsford.
That should be his IG name.
That's good.
I am Kingsford.
I am Kingsford. Why he starts to fight, huh? The easy way. He don't even beat around the bush. He tears the bush down and pours lighter fluid on it.
And then we're over here to clean it up.
Yeah.
Because even I, a person that
that's what I'm
fuck.
Saying. I'm surprised at you because y'all motherfuckers are nuts. I'm
well, I don't give a fuck. The problem is that as a pseudo host of the show, the ringleader of sorts, I have to actually like know what is like allowed to be said,
yeah,
and versus not allowed to be said. And like me, I don't give a fuck. I told you my sole purpose of I feel like in life right now is to get canceled.
That should be our subtitle, yo. No Cosign Podcast. I think we're gonna get canceled.
Yeah,
that should be the sub.
That is that if people will tell you what the like, oh, what the show is about, and it's about. We tell you all the time, the show's about nothing. But what is like this purpose? Like, you know, you listen to a relationship show, you want to hear about relationships. You hear finance show, you're gonna learn about finances. I want to get canceled.
I'm gonna tell you something. You want?
I want to actually get canceled.
But let me tell you what's crazy, yo. the premise
I'm manifesting
of,
that.
But the premise of us getting canceled is just being realistic.
Well, that's the thing. Isn't like the more I'm glorifying the want and the overall ability to get canceled, what's going to wind up happening is people going to get behind us even more.
Oh yeah,
because they know, like, okay, they're saying this, it's joking, and if you are offended,
it's not for you.
I'm here to offend.
But look, if you're offended, it's not for you. You don't have to cancel nobody. It's just not for you.
Like, I don't want to do a show where I let myself down. You, I don't mind. But for me, like, this show is for me. Like,
But no, check this out though. Like, if you don't like something, it's not for you. Don't start a whole fucking parade.
But then you could go with the argument of, like, let's say, all right, video games.
Yeah.
If a kid shoots up the school. And they try to do the whole... That's how the whole rating system came in games.
Okay.
And same thing with music.
There's an actual... Yeah, I've seen some,
like,
shit.
That's how Uncle Luke had a fight to get parental advisory on, like, the CD.
So we can actually sell it in public and they can, like,
well, they'll know, like, what is suitable for kids, what's not suitable for kids. But then, like, people want to take it a step further. It's like, oh, he... Like, for example, the Joe Rogan thing. Like, oh, he said the N-word, he's canceled. I don't think you should get canceled. I think you should, like, let him know, like, yo, don't say that.
Yo, yeah, don't say that. Strike on him. And he apologized, even though everybody always fucking him. Would they be sorry if they didn't get caught?
But we gotta realize.
He actually said something kind of racist and said that's racist in the middle of him saying it. He actually talked about him going to see Planet of the Apes in Philly. And then this motherfucker said he dropped off in middle of Philly, which is predominantly African Americans and Hispanics, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, I felt like we were dropped off in the Planet of the Apes. Then he said, oh shit, that was racist. I didn't mean that.
I remember one time I was with my female best friend, and I was with her dad. And my best friend's daughter asked her grandfather, which is my best friend's dad, if she could take him to the zoo. And his response is, we're already here.
Bro, that's not... If you in the hood, dog, call that shit the zoo. I don't give a fuck. I call it the zoo, too. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, but he said, I'm not taking you to the zoo because we're already in the zoo.
Yeah.
And he started pointing at black people. It's like, there's a...
All right. That's... See? But that's where...
It's funny to me because I find humor. I mean, I like dark humor. I mean...
Wrong is wrong no matter what you are. Yeah. But yeah, that's crossing the line to me.
And he passed the paper brown, the brown paper bag test, so he was, like, really light skinned.
Yeah, dog. He's a Chipotle bag?
Lighter.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you.
He
this
was
rant.
More like those clear plastic bags. From
I don't
the
care what
store.
Color you are, what race you are. That's a bad joke.
And I found it funny. I'm sorry.
I mean, as a kid, you probably, but nah, dog. Not
as
me.
An adult, not so much.
I never had to hear nobody say nothing hateful. Have hateful things been said towards me? Of course, yeah.
Oh yeah, I already heard my
nothing too crazy.
My
though.
South Carolina story.
Did we?
I didn't tell that shit here. Or was it only on Vagabonds?
Put a little more King shit on there.
Yeah, I drove my nephew to when we on tour. When I was trying to help him move to Florida, and we had to make a pit stop.
Who's the karate dude?
Yes,
you know, wrestler. Getting karate
wrestler, but it's all the same shit.
Okay, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter.
Fuck him. He ain't doing anything with his life anyway. So we drive. And they told us not to stop in South Carolina because they're super racist. Yeah. That's what my cousin from North Carolina told me. He's like, if you can make it to Georgia, do so.
North is like mad progressive. That's
not by much, but, you know, more progressive than the South.
My sister graduated from Carolina.
So I feel like North and South Carolina should be one Carolina. Just like I feel like North and South Dakota should just be one Dakota.
What about North and West Virginia? North and West Virginia. Is it North and...
It's West
Virginia
and Virginia. It should just be one Virginia.
Fucking idiot. Yeah. Well, yeah, my, like I said, I've been down there before. My sister graduated from a prestigious black school called Shaw University.
Okay.
Yeah, she got... That was fire when I went to go see her graduate. It was so dope. Like, the beautiful black history, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm black and Spanish. Hispanic. I'm sorry. Spanish, you don't say this shit. I'm a Negro Rican. You know what I mean? And it's just like, just to see both is really, really cool. I'm learning Spanish too to embrace my Puerto Rican side.
Ah, fuck them.
Come on. We're all beautiful, man.
So I'm in South Carolina. I couldn't make it because I was falling asleep behind the wheel.
Oh, God.
And we could not find anywhere to sleep, and we find this one raggedy in. They definitely fucked their cousins there. I feel like it's just an incest pool.
Intersex?
Intersex cess Kingsford pool.
Oh, man.
Of just like Uncle Tom's and all Cletus.
You got to play the fucking Deliverance. I'm never watching that movie because I heard what happens, but I've seen scenes of the way they play that fucking strum the banjo. Deliverance theme.
I'm trying to find it.
If y'all ain't never heard of that shit, I heard it's going to fuck up your head because there's a scene there that's a little, suggestive. I
can't even find it. But,
if you're sensitive, don't do it, all right?
I'm going to play this song. They definitely have this.
We are, oh my god.
Let this shit rock for a little bit.
This might
background.
Be too fucking progressive for this.
It doesn't matter.
They used to play a lot of spoons there, and I saw a fucking.
Oh, I know they were playing a lot of spoons. A lot of Coke spoons were being played that
they
number.
They were spooning each other while using the baby Coke.
Oh, they were spooning while they were forking.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Come on, Sister Sledge, take it home.
Wow, name though.
That's the name of the group.
Sister Sledge?
Yeah.
I heard the song, but didn't pay attention to the group.
Yeah, they
that's
gotta
hard.
Bring home like it.
We are family.
Hey.
I got all my sisters with me.
I know they do.
Yeah, they do.
We are family.
Yeah, fucking.
They humping.
I just want to thank God.
That's enough.
For me being born in a situation where I didn't have to experience none of that shit, man.
Yeah, so we get there. They didn't want to let us in the room. They called us a bunch of niggas. No niggas allowed. And then we stole a microwave.
Good.
We wanted to steal the TV, but we couldn't fit in the tour bus.
What kind of TV was it?
It was a flat screen. It was more like a plasma.
Okay.
Because these people are not progressive.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck them.
It was like an Insignia. It was a nasty brand. Plasma.
I
felt the plasma oozing off when we were trying to take it off.
Oh,
the
yeah,
wall.
She would have set fire.
Yeah.
Fucking.
But we stole a microwave, a Magic Chef.
That's not a bad brand. They really called y'all niggas and shit, bro?
Yeah, they did.
With the hard R. The hard R.
Yeah, no niggers allowed. Like hard.
Wow, bro.
Like capital hard R.
You know what? I'm going to talk crazy.
They added the Rough Riders R.
Oh, my God. That's a big R.
Yeah.
I wouldn't talk no shit because I'm not from down there, yo. But I'm like, yo, your mother's garbage. What my mom got to do with it?
She like, I don't want to talk to nobody who says Ma and Paul.
Ma. Or have the I Love Mom, love mom or tattoo on their fucking arm.
Yeah, like, I don't want no Sailor Jerry tattooed.
Sailor Jerry.
I don't want none of that shit.
I don't want nobody wearing Affliction around me.
Yo. A lot of people, I have one. I have a jacket.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it out the closet. Hold on.
The Affliction jacket. Go ahead, bro.
No, this shit look low-key hard, though. Hold on. This might be the cover art of the damn...
The Affliction jacket. That's yo, I'm going to use your term. That's nasty work. And why is it so accessible? Like you about to wear it.
I'm going to wear that shit now. Hell no.
I'm confused, dog. It's like right here. Oh, Black Label. That's not Affliction, is it?
Isn't it all the same shit?
Nah, Black Label was the hood version. Affliction was like people that lived down the shore. And they people that used to live down the shore and they used to pop perks.
It didn't look that bad, do it?
Nah.
Yeah, but some of these shits look doo-doo.
You know what? You got them fucking anal beads glued to the back of the fucking jacket. You got the fanal beads glued to the back of the jacket.
That's probably why I don't want to wear that shit no more.
Fanal, you can rip it out. Rip the studs out.
Yo, rip the studs out and give it to a stud.
Thanks, bro.
Oh, man. Hey, yo. The fanal beads.
That's
heavy.
Wild. Fanal bead. No, yes. I hope y'all get
God if they heard the last episode, they would.
Y'all gonna get it. That's crazy, though. I feel bad for people like that who won't get with the times. And they were raised a certain way, which is disgusting.
And we were raised Ed Hardy, way, proud.
Ed
loud
Hardy.
And proud. Christian Augier.
Christian the Augier was a fire brand at one point, bro.
That shit was doo-doo.
Couldn't afford it. And maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Is V-Lone the next Christian the Augier?
I think that shit is doo-doo, and I'm mad because I wanted to use that V logo for Vagabonds, and yeah. they fucking ruined it for me.
But do you see how that V, you don't think V-Lone would be like, because Chris, everything has their time.
Well, V-Lone fucked himself over because the dude behind V-Lone raped a white girl. And,
well, I was going to wear it before that, and now I'm definitely not going to fucking wear yeah. it now. I don't need a big V.
Happy Fashion Week, folks.
A V virgin on my fucking...
I'd wear a virgin on me, though.
Like it.
Oh, you gotta play like a virgin.
Oh
now.
God. Well, yeah, I'm not wearing no V.
We just playing the hits.
And fuck him now, bro. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, that shit was like all very much like in the news for a while.
And people are still wearing.
Yeah,
that
he was
shit
on tour like with all the little rap friends, and he had this one white girl and he filmed her, and like he stuffed his whole dick in her mouth.
Oh, what?
I mean, I'm assuming it's not consensual if she's saying that she got raped.
Put the camera away. I mean, look the fuck
yeah,
you
like
doing.
Yeah, like, because she was saying stop, 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 and he was like,
oh,
no,
done.
Bitch.
Yep, fuck you then. He deserved to get his ass whooped.
Yeah, they wasn't going to
I'm glad
that.
He actually pulled the camera out.
Yeah.
So he can get fucking caught being a fucking dickhead.
I mean, no means no.
Yeah, I don't play that. I don't take con to that shit, bro. What the yeah, fuck I mean, is that?
This is what I want to wear. Of course.
This shit was recorded in a fucking... Might have been my
uncle
Dre's house.
Mother said, your uncle probably recorded
this
shit. I don't know.
Now, his album was with the song Did You Do It? So I'm going to look that up. Uncle Dre is actually like super...
That bitch is up the whole fucking Coke bottle now, her fucking throat. That bitch is a whore.
I was like, yo, what the fuck is
we
that?
We should have him on the pod one day.
He would love... Yo, bro.
Him like, and Brian?
Come record by me.
Oh, that'd be nasty.
Yeah. That'll be the nail in the coffin.
Did you do it?
Take us home. I would wear a virgin on my neck.
What the fuck is that?
Virgin Mary.
Did you do it, Madonna? What album was that on? Oh, here it is. Yo, my uncle Drake raps on this shit. You know
does
that,
he?
Right? Yeah.
Wait. What's the name of the song?
I'm gonna. It has curses. We say fuck you in your ass. Alright, I'm gonna. So my uncle, shout out to my uncle Dre, man. We never knew how good we had it growing up. I was in full studios, decked out by Sony. He had a studio in his crib for like thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe $1 million worth of equipment. And we used to record, and we took it serious. We was writing songs, but you don't take it serious when it's at your disposal. It's a tick tock.
We gonna do that. Yep. Finish.
That's Dre.
A word.
Yeah. This is shout out my uncle, man. Here we go. This is about a story about them riding around a limousine around Central Park, and it's true.
Him and her?
Yeah.
Tick tock. All around it. I'm like, did you do it? He'd be like, nigga, you know I did it. That bitch is a whore.
Here you go.
Tick tick tock. Mo was on the jock. I did her in the limo as we went around the block. Sucked the mole on the hip, lift the lipstick off her lip. She got real excited, so she started to flip. She says, Dre, baby, oh. I said, just relax, say, yo, chill, Mo. We made
yo,
it right
chill,
ho. Central Park West. Yo. One hand gripped the bar, the other on her breast.
Did you do it?
You know I did it.
Did you do it?
Nigga, you know I did it. You know I did it.
Did you do it?
You know I did it. I let the seat be caught and I hit it.
Hey! That is my actual uncle, bro. And he fucked with me. Like, he, you know, recorded with Madonna, recorded some fire records. And as a kid, growing up, you don't know what's around you. That was before I moved to Jersey. Because he used to live in Manhattan, and his loft was so fire. Yo, we should play another word association with B. How about yo, B? What did we do? And just
give
this
some time
mad
to redeem
weird.
Himself.
Yeah, B, what do we do at Uncle Dre's Law? What do you remember from Uncle Dre? He's either going to say road rash or rollerblading or watch porn. Road rash, rollerblade, or watch porn in his bedroom. In his bedroom now, as far as hell.
Yeah.
Yo, we got a chance to redeem yourself. Because right. we didn't like your response before.
When I say Uncle Dre's Loft, what comes to mind first?
Knocking Boots.
Oh man, the song Knocking Boots. Fuck, I was gonna say fucking either rollerblading, watching porn in this fucking room that was mad far from the living room, or fucking playing Road Rash. But damn, I forgot Knocking Boots, yo.
Dude, we're not having a good day today.
Damn it. Yo, that apartment was fucking, that loft was crazy.
Over that McDonald's, bro. Over that. Yeah. Over that.
Alright, what is Burn?
Oh, I forgot the name of it, but I got it. Yeah, I forgot the name of it. It's a blue and red box, though.
And it's the name starts with somebody we know that grew up in downtown that we all fucking was a nuisance.
Wait, say it again?
All right, the name of the incense starts with the person that we all thought to be a nuisance who was part of a family that were all the same.
They all look the same.
I forgot, yo.
They're the ugliest family in Jersey City.
Yes.
Ephraim?
No, Franklin. You're just not on today. The ringleader.
His brother.
The what?
Franken Saints,
motherfucker. Ingy?
Nigga, Frankie, motherfucker. He disrespected Frankie.
That's the name of it?
Frankincense.
Yeah, I don't remember that, yo.
It was Nong Chompa. I'm sorry, I lied. It's Nong Chompa.
Oh, okay. It's Blue Red Box. That's all I really remember, bro.
It was Nong Chompa, but it was Frankincense, too. Nature's Blessings. All right, bro. You fucked it up.
You're done, bro.
What are you cooking, bro?
Mashed potatoes and steak.
You don't even like to cook.
I don't like to clean.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, we're going to continue this shit, bro. That was hilarious. Fuck, man.
Nah, I'm on my way, bro. All
right. Favorite food?
He's not on his way at all.
Black Forest.
Alright.
Yo, that nigga's in the smallest like pair of shorts with his shirt that's up there.
Yeah.
We're 30 minutes in?
We're 30 minutes. We haven't talked about a goddamn thing.
But this was I'm telling you, this was good.
I wonder if people really like this shit.
Can I talk about Dominique Bray's
I like how you have her whole government name out.
Oh, God. It's on Instagram.
Okay.
Let me make sure, because you might have to edit that out. Dominique, I apologize.
I'm not editing shit.
Yeah, it is. That's an Instagram name. Dominique Bray_
All right.
Let's listen to the actual video first. Here's the subject. My child will always get the first plate before my spouse.
What? Well, you got to send me this, bro, because I want to play this for the listeners. And that's why start it over.
All right. Do you have Instagram?
Yeah, I don't. Just because I don't use it doesn't mean I don't have it. All right, let's
So Dominique was like, man, would love to hear you and Ash discuss this. She said that.
All right.
What does it read?
My child will always get the first plate before my spouse.
We know better than that. This ain't about who's going to eat first. This is about respect. You just want to disrespect them. That's it. And that's why you're single, struggling. You can't blame nobody but yourself. So go ahead and get with your bald head girlfriends, and y'all talk about how bad men are when y'all just disrespectful. And that's how come we leave. And we still gonna drain these balls. And then Pookie gonna drop another baby in you, and then you're gonna disrespect them, and then he gonna take off, and then you're gonna be done sealed your singleness. You done sealed it. But your disrespect pretty much is gonna keep you single anyway.
Okay.
I already have my answer.
So this is in regards to a child will always get the first plate before my spouse.
Yeah.
What do you because I have to gather my thoughts.
Like I said, I do work hard and would love to have a meal soon when I come home, but I gotta keep, come on, man. I can go get my own meal. I'm a grown ass man. My child better get the first fucking plate. Get out of here. I'll be okay. Just save me the big piece of chicken, though. That's why I draw the fucking line. You save me the most. I need the big piece of cake. I need the corner piece. I need extra cream. I need the biggest piece of chicken. But my kid got to eat. My kid can't fend for themselves. They don't cook for themselves. So absolutely my kid gets the first fucking meal. You crazy? I want to see my kid happy and eating. And then I go for my motherfucking plate after that. Absolutely, I agree. Fuck that. And I ain't leaving my girl because of that. Kid better eat first. I can fend for myself. I can go to a drive-thru if I'm not happy with the meal. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. But the kid needs to be nourished. Needs to have a full belly, a good brain. I need everybody. I'm the type. I'm the Leo. I'm the leader of my fucking pack. I like everybody to be taken care of first, and I'll get what I get. I fend for myself. It's gonna be, like I said, the big piece of chicken. If we were hunting hyenas, let me get the fucking two back legs. Y'all take the bony up at top. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it.
So before I
give
my opinion on this, I'm gonna ask you a second question.
Okay.
So it says my child will always get the first plate before my spouse, and it's this girl with a plate. I'm assuming she's serving her kid. Yeah. Do you expect your spouse to serve you?
Oh, I'm not raising no traditional ass fucking Hispanic household or whatever, but no, I don't give a fuck about that. If she wants to, it's out of love and kindness.
But like you don't expect it.
Well, no. Because the female I have, I want her to be doing her thing too and be fucking
No, I'm just asking because I'm going off this photo.
Yeah.
So I'm under the assumption that she's cooking and serving food.
I wouldn't mind. Yo, if I come home from, if she has the day off and I come home from a long ass day, I would love for it to be in her mind, to be in that, hey, let me serve you this plate. Like me too, on my day off and you worked and you come in this house, I'm gonna have your fucking plate, like straight up.
Okay, so now, because this is triggering me a little bit. Before I answer the initial question, say this person is home all the time.
Have my goddamn plate
ready.
Ready and hot.
So how would you feel you have to come home and make food?
I'll be a little, if it happens every day,
every day.
If you're home, no. Fuck that. You're home.
Now you expect something.
Please. God damn it.
No, I'm asking. Because this was one of the mitigating factors why me and one of my relationships didn't work.
Yeah, because as soon as something need to be fixed that need to be fixed, I'm gonna get it done right away. I'm driving places, I'm taking care of shit. I'm out in the fucking cold, hustling and bustling, doing my thing, dealing with people I don't want to deal with. Please, all I ask you is that you just bring that. You know what? My boy had the same issue, but it's fixed.
Okay.
Same issue, but it was fixed. He was out all day, was asking, you know, she hit him up, was like, hey, I'm going to order this food, or matter of fact, I'm going to make it for you. Then he was like, all right, I'm going to make it, such and such. Come home from a long day, said she didn't have none of the ingredients, and the store was down the goddamn block. You were home all fucking day. I won the bread that day. Can I have some actual bread? That's my if you home all day, I need some fucking eat.
So you expect that?
Please.
Okay.
Please.
So I wasn't wrong for kiboshing that relationship.
Nigga, no.
Amongst others.
No.
So, okay.
Oh, this is fucking weird.
What?
Twitter Spaces, it's the same thing as Clubhouse.
Yes, I've seen it and I'm not.
I'm not doing it. Start listening. Absolutely. Spaces in there? He's speaking right now. I'm getting the fire. I'm getting the fuck out of here. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Nah, so I would expect my child to eat first.
There you go. Because we're fucking Leo. We're men. We're going to hunt.
But I also do expect my shit to be served if I'm fucking like working.
And someone's home all day.
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Now, if the tables are turned and she's the one out and I'm home earlier, then it would be like, all right, like.
Yeah, if I make food, I'm making enough for my girl too. Yeah, you will have a meal and I'm going to be happy to fucking see you eat. I like people's taste in my cooking. Like, damn, daddy, you nice with it. Just call me daddy. I'm going to fall in love with you.
I had that happen once.
How'd that feel?
It felt good in the moment.
I have a song that I wrote about that.
Oh, I thought you said you had a song you wanted me to play.
No, I actually wrote it. Here's the hook.
Well, sing it.
It's when you call me baby, I accept it gladly, but nothing's like the feeling when I hear you call me daddy. Ooh-ooh, it sends chills down my spine. Ooh-ooh, it lets you know that you're mine. I wrote I used to write. That's mad tankish and old school. So that's like early 2000s R&B.
So you had the braids.
Yo, I had the long braids. I had the rocker with a turtleneck. You know what I'm saying?
That's a nasty turtleneck. Because them turtlenecks used to be wide.
It was
you could fit two heads in that one turtleneck.
If I have a small neck now, then imagine that shit.
Yo, you look like the nigga from the Master of Disguise.
Oh, the nigga, the little head that come out the fucking.
Yeah, yeah. You were turtly enough for the turtle club.
Turtly.
Oh man,
yeah, I'm like a fucking vagina after 60 porns.
So yeah, I would definitely expect my shit to be like a little C's hot and ready. I would like my child to eat.
Yeah, 100%.
But
oh god, this
looking
fucking
at that guy, he the one that said the story, he scorned.
Yeah, yeah, and then you're gonna see your little bald head ass. Like, yo, calm down, bro. First of all,
I'm starting to like the little bald heads now.
All right, I'll take me. Listen though, but the way he said it though sounds mad angry, little bald head ass. He's been through some shit.
I've been through some shit too. I'm almost at that point where I want to make fun of you, your bald head ass friends, but I'm starting to like the bald head. I'm starting to like the little Neil Long.
Oh no, that shit is gorgeous. Even with Jada Pinkett had the low joint. What about G.I. Jane? No? What about Sinead O'Connor?
Oh.
Fucking right in the pussy.
Oh, they all get it. First off, that name is fire.
Yeah, man.
If I ever get a girl dog, I'm naming it Sinead. Amy's gonna be like, no, I want to name it. Her name's a terrible cupcake. Panda Bear, because it's black and white. Nah, we going nuts. We going Sinead.
I'll call her Zebra Cakes.
Zebra Cakes.
Imagine.
Zebra
Cakes.
Get a
little half breed called a Zebra Cakes. That should be someone's porn name.
I like that.
I want to run like an agency of porno stars.
That's possible. People actually manage OnlyFans now.
I could mismanage OnlyFans.
I can mismanage it too. I'll get you the worst amount. I'll get you the fucking.
I'll get you a bunch of guys that look like him to patronize you.
Yeah, I'm gonna go right over at AJ's and ask everybody to take my business card. But yo, listen, I'm like, dig this, man. You know, when you're a pimp, dig this, man. I need to subscribe to Sinead's fucking.
So I was talking to my friend, which is kind of it's kind of within the realm
within
of,
the realm of this
a little bit.
Okay,
so
let's talk about this.
Me and we're talking about so I'm not gonna put anyone's name out. None of my family listens to this shit anyway. But when they hear it, or if it gets through to them, they're probably gonna hate me and get mad. But I'm gonna say it anyway.
It's another level of success as it gets to them.
I think it's another level of comedy, and I don't want to shit on anyone's parade. So my friend DMs me a video, and I seen this video because I liked it. So my cousin,
God damn it,
took a flight to DR,
yeah,
for her birthday,
okay,
with her sister and her friend. And the last time I was in DR was with them, and she actually met a dude out there and wound up actually starting a relationship with this person.
Okay.
Tons of red flags for me looking at the outside. But I'm never gonna be the one to tell somebody how to live their life, because I could barely manage my own. So
we make the best life coaches.
So she flies out there for her birthday, and mind you, I was in DR in July. It is now February. What is that, like 7 months, 8 months?
About, yep.
So this guy from DR decides to propose to my cousin.
This is Mr. Red Flag.
Oh, Mr. Red Flag. Okay. This is Sir Kingford himself.
Sir Kingford.
Yes.
I like that.
Sir Kingford of the Dominican. It was funny enough that he managed to propose to her, and the fact that she openly accepted said proposal. So now she's engaged. Congratulations. Let's
give her a fucking
round of applause. That's enough for that.
Cut the hands off.
Yeah, because high key, this sounds like this. But, you know, she's engaged. And I find it funny because, you know, when like women, they gather together, or when they're beefing with said person that they're dating, they like to air the shit out on Instagram with like memes of quotes and shit.
And be, like enemy, my enemy of my enemy is our enemy type shit.
Yeah, is yeah, they'll do all this shit and like niggas ain't shit and all this other crap, and you could kind of tell that they're in outs. They're fucking deleting them off all the pictures on the gram.
Corny, yo.
And then 2 weeks later, you're engaged. So
yeah, so all that energy for what? Now you're like a fucking fool.
Now you got, he put a ring on it. Not only that, not only is this dude Sir Kingford from the Dominican, for me this screams green card. This red flag, the red flag screams green card.
So he was trying to get married into the fucking, what a motherfucker.
No, this is just me, that I was just a person who always looks at the negative and shit. It's the way he proposed that kind of got me like, yo, this doesn't look good.
Break it down.
Picture Phoebe's lounge.
Yeah.
Getting proposed to at Phoebe's.
God, I can't. That's fucking terrible, bro. No disrespect to people that go there every fucking night, but
you gotta realize, because Phoebe is essentially a club full of Dominicans.
Yeah.
So if you're in the Dominican Republic,
but it's
like, just Phoebe's.
It's downtown Jersey City.
Like, but just imagine Phoebe's.
Downtown, I'm sorry, but
imagine Phoebe Club.
I can, and it's right across from Banana King.
Banana King had good food.
Did they go there afterwards?
I don't know. I think she got the Banana King afterwards.
Oh, man, bro.
I'm just saying, I think if you were to propose to someone, I don't want to get proposed to at a club.
I want an
intimate
setting.
Imagine me trying to propose to a girl at Liv.
Nigga had the DJ like, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
D-Malo.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, bro. And so, she was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. Slipping on some throw up and piss. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But make sure her hand was up the whole time so you could see the ring.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that happened. So then we're talking and talking and talking and laughing, and I made some jokes like, this looks like this should be the next episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, setting up for it.
Yeah. You know me, because I always can find the humor of someone else's misfortune.
100%.
I can find it on my own, but it's much funnier of other people. Like I said, I don't want to disappoint myself. You, the listener, I don't mind.
Now, do you think that she's just happy with the allure of being engaged? Like, you know how some females like the whole picket fence idea type thing?
I don't want to say she's a pick me bitch, and I don't want to call my cousin. Oh my God. I don't want to call her a bitch.
Said picket fence. He went to pick me bitch.
Close enough. I feel like she suffers from a lot of the stuff I suffer from.
Yeah.
Which is like, when you fall for someone, you're like all in right away and you're with the shits.
Yeah.
It's just that this just looks like a giant red flag.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say anything, and I'm just going to mums the word. I'm just saying this shit on the show because this is all getting into a convoluted back. This is a precursor to the conversation me and my friend had, who I won't name, but he knows who it is.
Yeah.
So, we start talking about basically not posting if you're like going through some shit with your significant other on social media, because you don't want to take an L on social media. Because if you, like, if I could go in a relationship and shit breaks up, you won't even know. Like, I'll know because I'm dealing with it.
Yeah.
But now it's not for the public to see it happening. You know what I mean? Unless you're like me, who's like built for like dealing with like, you know, chaos and talking about it. Because this to me is like therapy, doing the show.
I've done some subconscious shit when I was in a fake relationship with COVID Bay.
Like what though?
All my memes are about.
Yeah, but
everything.
But are you posting her on your page where you guys are like actually like
involved with each other?
Yeah.
Shit, she tried to post me first, nigga. She went live with me. With me, I was like, oh shit. But nah, I'm not that.
But that's what I'm saying. She had a certain level of reach. She had like fucking like 25 pictures of her and this dude.
Nah, they got to be certain levels before we take it there, because I got to know what's real. I mean, look, the people that are supposed to know are going to know that you and I are a thing. And if other people don't know, they got to be some factors.
And that in itself is a whole other discussion about, like, you know, because me, I don't like posting my significant other.
Bro, this is a good Valentine's Day party to me, you, and Brian.
Oh, we could talk about this.
Oh, that's going to be crazy.
And
it's going to be good.
So we're getting into the conversation, and as we're talking about, like, not wanting to share catching these L's in public.
Yeah.
I go, and I think my friend sends me a DM essentially talking about, you know, women want to always shit on men. Like, niggas ain't shit. So then I'm explaining to him that this is all predicated through social media. Because what is glorified now with women? Everything's equality, women empowerment.
Yeah.
Which I'm behind.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That's great. But what women empowerment and equality, in my mind, what I think it is versus what I'm seeing it really is like, these women don't want equality.
I see ratchet equality.
They don't
sometimes,
want
bro.
They don't want women empowerment. What they want is a sponsorship.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
So what am I talking about with a sponsorship? And this is where I get canceled. And I'm good with this. I really am. I'm prepared. We're gonna lose a listener today. I want to lose a listener every week.
Dominique, hold on.
Don't hold on. Just hold on. You're going home. Just hold on. We're going home. What do I see? Don't adore me, Dior me. I see a bunch of those.
Little Saweeties and all the motherfuckers.
I need someone to pay for my nails, my lashes, the mani pedis, and I realized, like, yo, these women should work for North Face the way they want to fleece these niggas.
Hey, is that a bar?
I think so.
Didn't.
Because I get frustrated when, like, you know, all I see, what do these women want? Bottomless mimosas, trips to fucking to Mexico. They want their eyelashes refilled like every 3 days.
Why them shit so fucking long, though? That's what I don't want to know. That's besides the point. But them shit's extra nasty long. Go ahead.
I feel like pulling them shits.
They're like fucking.
They look like pubic hairs.
Look, the shit you use to wash your fucking baby bottles out. When I used to wash Avery's bottles.
Oh yeah, they look like fucking windshield wipers.
Do you know the history behind them?
I think from when I was high, I remember it being to attract, when they used to nut on their face.
Yes, it used to catch it.
Yeah,
they were called cum stoppers, and then the prostitute back in the day made them up, and they were called cum stoppers.
Yeah.
Keep getting them, ladies.
Then that means there's no reason for me to let me not nut on your
face. Some of them look beautiful with them, but it's just like some of them.
Nah,
are OD.
I seen one the other day. Them shits was like so hairy that her eyes were red.
That's fucking crazy. This should not be a small breeze every time you blink and shit. Long ass fucking.
But they want a sponsorship. They want a sponsorship. They don't want equality. They want niggas to pay for everything. They don't want to do shit. Then they can't cook. It's just like a whole bunch of like.
It's a lot.
Because it's like, you got to realize, like, then they got to get their bodies done. A lot of times, niggas are the ones that are paying for said bodies to get done. High key, if I pay for your body, I should own you.
Oh, God.
Hockey.
That's wild. I don't want to own nobody.
I'm just saying, if I'm putting something in your body.
Yeah, if you want to get your body done, do it for your fucking self, man.
No, but I'm saying, but if I'm sponsoring this shit,
yeah,
I should own that.
Hey, to each his own, man. That's some wild shit. But I see your point, but I can't. If I ever say I own a human being, that's disgusting. I'm disgusted with myself. But I get it. I get what you're saying in that
case. I'm just saying that's essentially what these women want.
Yeah.
It's very seldom. You know, I feel like everybody, like, if you were born after 1996, you don't want equality.
You know what? The internet is raising a lot of these people.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like if you're born after 1996,
yeah,
you don't want equality as a woman. You want a sponsorship. Because I know people that are in our generation could want equality and want to do things for themselves and really out here getting it. But these girls, these young women, they want to be sponsored.
Yeah, the women that came up with us, these motherfuckers are all about, like, that independent shit hard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need a man for shit and I'm strong. And it's yeah. Which I love to death, but just, you know, you can be
this
sensitive.
This new generation, this new crop, they want to be sponsored. And then niggas like the dude we played before, he's liable to fucking do that.
There's been a few women that died because of that. I watched this guy named Jada Black on YouTube, and there was one girl who was fucking with this old white guy because he was paying for everything. They met up, he ended up killing her. And that's been the case for a few of these women that, like, yo, you're jerking these motherfuckers. And then when they want ass or something, we think it's all cool. And you're like, oh no. Then they end up fucking choking you to death, God forbid. It's bad.
We gotta realize too, like, you never realize that a lot of times when women are with men with quote unquote power or status or money,
yeah,
they're liable to stay longer and deal with more shit than, like, if you were to deal with, like, a regular nigga, and, like, one little thing would get you, like, yeah, this nigga clipped.
Yeah.
It's because they don't.
The money is the string, bro.
And this is a conversation I was having when I went on a little rendezvous this Saturday. I went on a lunch date with my friend. I like saying rendezvous.
I like it.
Yeah, me and her had a lunch date. I haven't seen her in years. This is my homie. She used to braid my hair.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to, like, do a, like, a wellness check on me because
that's dope.
You know, I've been off the deep end for, like, a few weeks now.
Yeah.
And I was explaining to her that relationships, like, love is not enough.
In certain relationships.
And period.
I think with a real
woman. No, well, no.
Well, love can be portrayed in different things, though.
Okay, explain.
Like, if I love you, and my...
Explain, because now I feel like we're actually starting the pod an hour in.
Nah, go ahead. Look,
no, we, this shit's going to go long, because now this is a real episode.
I'm showing
you
how my love comes off.
Okay.
We love similarly. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
So we study our women. Hey, like, I like this. They always say it, and they're not trying to get nothing out of it, but we love the women we're with, and that reciprocates as, yo, I know that you really enjoy this, so I got you this and I got you that. And not always about buying shit neither, and I get what you're saying. Because the women I fuck with have their own shit, and if I forget my card by accident, it's nothing for them to pick it up, and then I pick some shit, whatever. So I've been very fortunate to these women, like, yo, bro, I got money too, bro. Like, yo, stiff on me. Chill, bro.
They give, like, me the Heisman.
Yeah, they give me the Heisman. But it's like, yo, as a man, I'm like, yo, and I've been studied too, and then the shorty I'm dealing with is like, hey, I want to get you this. I want to get you that. Don't say it. Just get it for me, because I'm going to say no. Depends on what it is. But I would study my woman. That's my type of love. Like, yo, you study your queen. If you're with me, I'm studying you. I'm studying my queen. I want to make sure you're good and everything. And you constantly say you love something. Well, if I know you're into... If you're into producing music or whatever the fuck you're into, I don't want to say just doing hair. I'm not trying to pin no female into that shit. Whatever you're into, being a lawyer, anything, bro, I'll get you a fire briefcase or a few suits or something that really fuels your career or something that you love, because I'm studying you. So my love comes off as that. So when you say love is just not enough, love is a display of affection and also, like, you know, acts of relationship stuff, acts of kindness, stuff like that.
All right. Are you done with that?
Yeah.
All right. Because let me explain further as to, like, what I feel when I say love is not enough.
Okay.
I feel like, even because I feel like a relationship is a precursor, if done correctly, even though this ideology is not believed by a lot of people anymore, because I feel like our generation fucked up the concept of marriage.
No, that shit's been fucked up.
But I feel like our generation was like...
Oh, because we can put it on fucking social media now?
No. I feel like you don't realize how grandparents, and by and large, or, like, for example, my parents been together for like 40 years.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to get a little personal, like, you know, I was telling you off the air, my week last week was rough.
Yeah.
My dad caught COVID. We thought it was curtains for him. Like, we was already prepped. And thank God, and I don't want to shit on nobody's ideologies on how they move and how they're not prepped or are prepped.
Yeah.
You will never see me or my mom, or me, assuming that I'm the last of the Mohicans out of us three, ever having to ask for, like, a GoFundMe. Because we already got our land plotted. This shit's already paid for. Yeah. Casket's already paid for.
Yeah.
Like, ain't none of that. When I see a lot of GoFundMe shit for people that died, it just showed me unprepared.
I'm unprepared right now. Shit.
But I put that in perspective. Like, my mom's been with my dad for 40 years.
Yeah.
Married for, like, about 20-something. Because I know they officially had gotten married, like, when I was, like, six or seven.
Okay.
They did that shit mad weird. They did that shit, like, in an office of a church. Like, not even
a church, the office?
The office of the church. And she has an actual, like, marriage certificate. Like, it's shit like a diploma.
My man stamped that shit?
Yeah.
Pastor Rodriguez? God.
Well, it was actually Pastor Rivera. You actually know.
Oh, shit.
You actually know Ced Rivera.
Really?
Yeah, he's related to...
Who's he related to?
Brian's
get the fuck out of here.
That's
the grandfather. Wow, that's a small world.
Yeah, it is a small world. I should say his name because he already done fucking started saying names that belong in our storyline of shit.
I'm supposed to be going live with Top Mama pretty soon.
Yeah,
we're going live together on Instagram.
Yeah. So
Ced Rivera.
Oh, you gotta fucking love it. Anyway. What I'm saying is it's very rare. I think I'm gonna make up a number, but it's, to me, it's pretty true. I feel like one out of every 10 relationships actually lasts like long haul.
I can actually, I hate it. I actually kind of fucking agree with that.
So like, I'll give you. So I'm gonna use our core friends as an example.
Yeah.
By the core friends, Scheist, me, you, B, Buddy,
John.
I'm leaving John for last. Jose.
Yeah.
Rel.
Okay.
Mike.
Okay.
Give me one more name. Let's just put Daryl in this conversation.
Okay, Scheme B.
That's 9.
Okay.
Look at John.
Yeah.
Look at John's life.
Yeah.
Compared to our lives.
Yeah. He's set.
John won.
Yeah, he's doing well.
If you had to put like a projection of like how shit should get done.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. You ever seen to me, like, it looked bad for us in the first half. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like for John. Now, if you look at it like in like who we are now,
he dealt with all the bullshit in his
teens. Yeah. He got it out the way.
But yo, that's what he. That's what.
But
he,
that's what I'm saying.
He always wanted that, though. I don't. Give no, a but fuck what I'm saying that. Is, like,
it got done. Like, beautiful family.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yo. I love that shit.
Good jobs.
Yep.
Benefits. Careers.
Yeah. Good.
They
kids.
Did it right.
Kids are great.
But they're lasting. It's not like a show.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah. Real shit.
Now you look at someone like me, who can't fucking hold a relationship down, like, you know, for more than fucking like 3-4 months at a time.
Yeah.
Then you look at, like, you know, someone like who can hold a relationship longer, but it doesn't last.
The turnover's quick.
You know
quick.
Why? Because our generation has kind of put, like, you know, when back in the day, when grandma and grandpa used to go out for work, that motherfucker would go out at 6 a.m. That nigga would not come home till like 7-8 at night.
Yeah, bro. Them motherfuckers. Yeah.
That nigga could have had a whole other family, whatever the case may be, because, like, you know.
Oh, he's out there. A lot of them are out there in them bars drinking and fucking.
But that's what I'm saying. But the point is like, these niggas don't have no phones. Like, you just, yo, he out. Yeah. When he get here, you know he home.
Yeah, you're right.
And they lasted for as long as they lasted. And the ideologies of back in the, like now,
yeah.
You do one, like the margin for error is so small. You feel me?
If my girl fucking cheat, it's over, bro. I'm not holding
but
on to
that
shit.
But back in the day, they would tolerate that shit.
But I'm not married, so it ain't till death do
no,
his fucking
but,
part.
No, but what I'm trying to just you're getting to my crescendo of this topic that we're finally starting to pod.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the first time we've really podded. This whole fucking time we've podded.
Yeah.
This is the most serious conversation we've had. Dating, especially for men like us in our 30s,
yeah.
Is a precursor to marriage. Now, whether or not you actually go through with marriage or not.
I was going to say destruction, but go ahead.
Well, it could be destruction. Marriage and destruction are one and the same.
One and the same now, absolutely. Fuck
but,
that.
But goes, you're proving my point even further. So now, what am I trying to say? Why is love not enough? What is marriage? If you strip down the bare bones, the meat and potatoes of marriage, what is marriage to you?
It's just love, a bond.
No.
No? I'm wrong?
No. You're giving me the Christopher Columbus discovered America answer.
What is the marriage? A piece of fucking paper?
It is. You're getting warmer.
The government.
Yes.
The government knows
say
what the
it.
Fuck we
say
doing.
It. The, say that word again.
The government is in our fucking is in it, our business.
That's the word. Yeah. Business. Marriage is a business.
Yeah.
So if you're in a relationship,
yeah,
that is a precursor to business.
Yeah.
You're trying to find a partner. Now I'm thinking about this shit. Now I know why gay people never fucking get it wrong. Because two niggas in business is a lot better than a nigga and a bitch in business.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you something. You're right. You want to know why? Because as soon as there's money problems, look what happens. As soon as there's money problems, that love shit goes out the fucking door. I don't love you no more. We struggling financially. That's a business.
Now you're coming around.
That's a business.
Now you're coming around to what I'm saying.
I can see that.
Now you're coming around
as
to what I'm
as
saying.
Somebody starts struggling financially, somebody fucking
which
somebody
goes back
else.
To the conversation I was having with my friend about sponsorships.
Yeah.
These women, and by these women I mean women born after 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And this low-key could go viral, but we have no visuals and we only have like 4 listeners because I'm pretty sure one knocked out by the time we were bullshitting for like 45 minutes today. Anyone that's still listening, thank you. But now that we're actually in a real conversation, because I'm really trying to run this shit all the way through. I'm trying to get all my thoughts out. Okay. So, marriage is a business.
Yeah.
Relationships are precursor to a business.
Yeah.
We realize that with more empowerment, with more technology, with more knowledge, with more freedom, because you got to realize, like, without freedom and the idea of knowledge, information is one and the same. It's parallel.
Mm-hmm.
The more information you have, the more freedom you have.
Yeah, you can set yourself free from many situations by knowing more.
But on top of that, you're able to do a lot more to reap benefits of financial gain.
Yes.
Like, you can work at more places having information than not having information.
A lot is who you know, but yes, you need information.
Oh, of course, it's what you know.
Who you know. Who?
Of course, it's who you know.
Because I know some fucking idiots in some crazy situations.
Oh, no, of course.
I'm like, you don't know shit, motherfucker.
Of course. But again,
the basis.
A lot of these things on Instagram are all sizzle, no steak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the turnover rate is high.
Yeah.
Which means it's bad business.
Yeah.
So then people that actually try to, like, follow the idea of marriage and wanting to get into that and allowing the government to get in your pockets, and you get a few tax breaks. It's all a business, my friend.
You know who mentioned that? The great Jim Carrey himself.
He's a legend.
Yeah, he's what we call, not even poking fun, like, his motherfuckers beyond woke. He's awakened through it. He spoke about that. He said, what is marriage? Like, he broke down marriage of, like, the government knows you sign a piece of paper, and now it's in the government's business, and they just know that you guys are married. Something like, he broke it down somehow.
But that's the problem. It's that a lot of me, I can't get out of the relationship portion of this.
Yeah.
Because now I'm sift. Because I feel, I say this all the time, the dating pool has COVID.
The
dating pool has Omicron.
Yeah.
It has.
Omicron is a gentle version of COVID. That shit has full.
Oh, it's
blown.
Delta?
No, for Delta, not even Delta. The fucking version where a lot of people were, God for, like, I hate to say it, that shit is tainted with the raw shit that we had no idea about. And people were dying left and right.
Well, the dating pool has that.
Yeah.
And
it does.
You know, you're trying to sift through this shit. And what happens is, because this is the problem with dating within our age pool.
Yeah.
Is the women that, you know, that we encounter, who may be single, who may not have no kids.
Yeah.
Are now racing because I need to have a kid.
Yeah.
I need to be within the standard of this. So now, ain't nobody really trying to give you a kid. Ain't nobody trying to sponsor you just straight up. It takes a special type of nigga to be like, you know what? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
But now you're speeding to get to this shit. And then now what happens? Because now, this is why a lot of relationships,
a lot of mistakes, they didn't know the red flags.
It's a walking red flag. But yeah. Now, a lot of times you see how women, younger women, would date older men. So now you have a 26-year-old with like a 38-year-old. Because the 38-year-old is a little more settled down. He's not going to be fucking every single thing he sees. He might see fuck a couple of the things he sees.
Yeah.
And a 26-year-old who is, in theory, women mature more faster than men.
Yeah.
Would be more like, okay, this can work. The dynamic can work. But then sometimes the 26-year-old could still be immature because you're dating someone within that 1996 pool.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because now everything is a sponsorship.
Yep.
For every one girl that has an old soul and wants to do this shit the right way and actually want women equality, for every one, there's 30 of these bitches that want fucking sponsorships.
I see that a lot, though. Like I said, that dude Jada Black breaks down so many situations like that.
And and that's the problem. It's like these women want the sponsorship. And
I don't even let it get that far nowadays, which is kind of nuts. I hang out, you know, with the females that I decided to date and stuff. Like, I know they already have their own stuff going on, and money's never brought up, but none. Like, if whatever. We go out to dinner as a man. I pay for the first dinner. And then the women I deal with are like, they're real with it. Like, hey, you know, you got it the first time. I get it this time. Some real shit, whatever. But I do see like I said, in this, in that era, in that dating pool, that, did you ever, remember the story I told you about where the female, where the dude was out with the female and she put up an Insta story and she put, I'm getting this nigga. I'm getting him. Look.
Yeah.
And that dude's friend is cool with this girl, saw the Insta story. So a lot of these women, she's like, this is the fifth person I've been out with this week and gotten a free meal being sponsored. Just like that guy on that fucking Netflix, the Tinder swindler. He's the definition of a bad bitch.
Oh, he's a bad motherfucker.
That motherfucker was using money from all these women, going on these lavish lifestyles, and shorty knew that he was out there dating and still fucking after he told her she was the one, because he was changing his pictures on his dating profile and doing that to other women in other fucking parts of the world.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Watch Twin Tinder Swindler, yo. Watch. I want you to watch that shit tonight. Let that shit, you know what I mean? Fucking watch, let the TV watch you halfway through. I've been very fortunate to not let myself. It's funny as hell. Let me
turn this show. Now you gotta hear him say, ooh.
She's a bad man. I'm gonna tell you something. First off, that's funny. Let me make my last point about this shit. My approach and my demeanor to any female that I decide to be in a certain thing, I'm not coming off like a motherfucker. I'm not mean. I'm level-headed. I'm educated. And I can speak my mind. Like, you know what I mean? I consider myself to be a pretty good dude. And a lot of females have told me, hey, good catch, whatever. But I don't think they'll even second thought about trying to jerk somebody like me. I'm the nicest guy in the world. And my demeanor is I just demand respect, man, on some cool shit.
I get jerked all the time. I'm like a rapper in a bad contract.
Look, that's fucking crazy. We love hard with Leos, but that first initial thing is just like, yo, I ain't the one to play with, man. Like, don't go to another fucking. I hate to call super nice guys suckers, because I'm a really nice dude. But
I'm a fucking sucker.
I'm the furthest thing from a fucking sucker.
I'm a fucking sucker.
But they should be able to read the non-sucker. They read the non-sucker radar when they see me. I'm gonna be dead honest with you.
Oh,
bro.
Nah, they see sucker.
I need to give you some of the seasoning that I have, bro, because it's like, listen.
G Hughes?
Yeah, some G Hughes. Cut all the bullshit out. But I off rip give the, hey, yo, I'm nice as hell. I'm mad cool. But don't try to play me. Don't. I'm not no sucker. And they feel that off rip.
Nah, you know what it is? Like, I go back to the thing with my cousin. Like, we fall. Like, if we're in, we all the way in.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. But I have 1 foot out the blanket. You ever know that? I can't have both feet in the blanket.
Oh, no, I'm cold.
Now, 1 foot got to be out because I feel like I'm being held down. That's how I feel about situations. I gotta wear socks. I'm never. If I feel a little held down, then I got to get the fuck out.
But that's the thing. Like, once I start seeing the shit moving funny, it's just like I'm already checked out.
Yeah, but I check out and move out.
I try to linger. That's my problem. I linger to try to see. But no. I mean, that's the problem. It's just, but then it goes back to me not being able to get out of the dating pool.
Yeah.
It's because the business is bad. My business practices on how I feel, like I run a tight ship.
Yeah.
How I want something to be, or how certain things is non-negotiables.
You got mad non-negotiables?
A few.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
a big non-negotiable for me, which now I might have to start, like, because I'm starting to get a little long in the tooth, I don't want to date a woman with kids.
Oh, shit, I don't even mind that. Shit, I got a kid of my own, baby.
But that's different.
Bring that ass here.
Because you have a child, for you it's like whatever.
I want the baby stretch marks.
No, you can have stretch marks. I just don't want to.
I prefer a woman with kids, because if we do get serious, I know that you ain't, you know, you have your own kids to kind of. But then again,
I prefer a woman without kids. But what happens with someone that's my age? What are the odds of me finding a woman with no kids?
They out
age?
There. But then again, a lot of these OG motherfuckers, yo, she got no kid and no ring on her finger. My now, what the fuck is wrong with her?
Like, you OG, I mean, the same thing could be said about me, right?
But you can describe and explain why you've been through these certain situations. It's just like,
you know what I mean? But be that as it may. But now I got to go into the kiddie pool. To the kiddie pool of Omicron, of the dating pool.
You got
to
go in the bowls?
I got to go into the 1996 pool. into that, that cesspool and that and that fucking hotbed of reality.
Yo, the 26 to 27 was like drawn to what the fuck I'm doing, but they know I ain't no. Like I said, I got a kid.
It's funny because I get a lot of the late teens, early 20s. I get a lot of.
Oh my God. I'm staying away from that shit.
I get the 19s to 22s on me like, yo, it's something about you.
You want to know why? You got them fly ass sneakers, nigga. My boy, fly.
I just bought two more. Because
you fly. Exactly. You mad smooth. I'm like a gym teacher 90% of the time. Oh, teach me how to fucking squat. I'm like a gym teacher that wears a chain to train, though. I just can't help it. I just always got my little chain on. I train. You know what I mean? I get shape ups once every 6 weeks. So
yeah, I get one.
26 year old, like, hey, Mr. Timberlake.
Yeah, like, I get a lot of those like 19,
get
like
damn nigga, I'm trying fucking what's up?
Yeah, I get a lot of yo, come to my dorm. Like, no.
Yo, what's up?
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not
drinking
doing that
on campus.
Yeah, give me some of the fuck what's the nasty cheap shit.
Getting you their college jersey?
Yeah. Yo, I got a keg. Like,
oh my God. You carrying the keg and shit because you're the strongest
one. Get
the
fuck
out
of here. I ain't doing that shit.
You're the strongest one there.
I remember one time I was working at a Taco Bell. This is years ago. And I got cool. I got pretty cool with some of the staff. And they had mad bitches like coming into the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And they were doing a frat sorority mixer.
He's like, yo. Sorority.
They were like, yo, you got to come pull up. And at the time, I was like 27, 28. Okay. And these kids are like 19. And I felt like Big Ben. I was just like,
oh my God.
I was like, no, I can't come here. They're like, why?
I feel like I'm getting you all the liquor. Get the fuck.
I can't come to this shit. This is like, nah, bro, you mad cool. There's mad girls. They feeling you. I'm like,
yeah.
How old are these people? And I'm like, why are you asking about it? Because they think I look and I act.
They say
like,
that about our little 80s group, whatever. We get that whole, like, when I tell people my age, oh, you don't look that, you act like, man, what, act energetic? Nigga, like, I want to live for a little while. Like, y'all motherfuckers think I'm supposed to be fucking dead on the couch reading
with a
newspaper,
fucking cane?
With a gallon of coffee? Like, just complaining about shit?
Like, what, a fucking Bengay? Like,
yeah,
what?
Fucking Kennedy didn't pass. Like, how the fuck, what era do you think I was born in? Fucking Kennedy. Fucking Nixon, that fucking bitch. I don't even know who these people are, but you expect me to fucking be dead? That's the thing, yo. When you ask these young motherfuckers, they think certain age means death. I'm like, I will run you under the fucking bus because mentally I'm in a different place.
I'm just saying, man. This all goes back to relationships and what you call it. I know we ran over time.
No, this
but
is
I,
a good I, segue to our next podcast, bro, because we going hard.
I got a few more topics before we leave.
Oh, you are wild.
Oh, yeah.
You're wild.
I don't give a fuck.
Let's go.
It's quick.
I'm here. I'm starving. This could
either be a very long conversation, or this could be a very quick conversation.
I'm starving, okay? So let's.
I'm just saying, this could either be one or the other. It all depends on how you want to approach this. Did you hear about the kid that got killed in Minnesota?
No.
Okay. Let me inform you real quick. His name is Amir Locke, 22-year-old man killed in his own home, Minnesota.
Cops?
Police. Jesus same police Christ. Department that took out George Floyd.
Minnesota needs to be fucking blown up and reconstructed.
So these guys, let me see. Let me pull up the article here. 22-year-old, 2 days ago, killed by Minneapolis police who entered his home and shot him to death. They were executing a search warrant that he was not named in. Entered without knocking and claimed that it was because he had a gun, which he legally owned.
So what they doing with those cops?
I mean, they now starting to prosecute the George Floyd one. So you tell me what they gonna do. Do you want to defund the police?
Not all policemen are fucking bad, though.
I feel like you want to defund the Minnesota police?
Yeah, for a little while. like 6 months. Beat the shit out of them every day to near death. How many bullets they put in him?
I mean, they say Amir Locke was asleep, tucked under a blanket early in his morning. I guess he only had both feet in the blanket.
Oh, you can't. You can't. Yo,
that's why you have to have one out.
You got to have one. I always feel like I have to have one foot out.
And that's probably why he was taken out, because he didn't have 2 feet. He had both feet in. 10 seconds later, the Minnesota police shot and killed him in a no-knock warrant. that he wasn't even named on. They entered with no regard for human life. We need justice for Amir.
For every bullet, you got to add, it should be equivalent to a year, and they should be beat to near death every day, brought back to life. And now you want to break into there. We're going to put them in a house, all right? I'm going to kick the fucking door down. I don't even know who the fuck they are. Like, I'm just in your house chilling.
Let me read you this little note.
Wait, can I eat a bowl of cereal first? Turn the TV on and be like, you know what? I feel like going to shoot somebody. I'm not supposed to be here.
I want to read you this little nugget. 2020, Breonna Taylor was murdered by police during a no-knock warrant. 2022, Amir Locke was murdered by police during a no-knock warrant. In the 2 years in between, the Senate didn't even bring the bill to ban no-knock warrants to a vote.
Fuck them. Fuck them all, bro.
Yeah, man. So, I just wanted to bring that up to the forefront. My views and opinions on police is skewed because you know how and why the police department started, right?
To keep people in order?
No.
Control?
So the idea of a police department, why the police was originated,
yeah,
was to keep slaves from not running away.
Oh shit!
That's the originality of police. So like, let's say you know, slaves are out of order, or they got away from master.
Yeah.
Or massa.
Yeah.
They'll ring them up. They'll either kill them or bring them back.
We see that in a lot of those movies, man.
And that's why I feel like a lot of the incarceration, white versus black, is very skewed. If you want to bring it into sports real quick, that's why you see this whole coaching shit skewed.
And they just, Detection just hired Lovie Smith, I feel like that was
a waste of time because he was their offensive coordinator and they fired him and then they brought him right back and hired him now. When they were going to hire McCown, who was a high school assistant coach.
The one that used to be a quarterback?
Yes.
For the Jets?
Yes. And every other fucking team in the league.
Holy shit.
He's his son's assistant coach at his son's high school.
Do you think the Texans hired him just to kind of keep their name off
1,000%. Because they're already dealing with the fucking shit.
They had Romeo Crennel. Yeah, they're trying to keep their eyes off him with the Deshaun Watson shit, huh? Yeah,
absolutely.
Well played, you fucking idiots.
On the latest episode of Niggas.
Yeah, yo, real talk. These people may be fucking angry, bro.
Niggas gonna nig.
And then I think the fucking niggas are the white people, bro. Right? They're the fucking assholes. They create a word to call people ignorant, and they're doing all the stupid shit.
Well, they're
not all of them. I don't want to come off crazy.
All three of y'all that are white and listen to this show, we love y'all.
Yeah, no, I'm not. No, let me retract. I'm not being stupid. I'm just saying in this case, the Caucasian folks that are involved in all the shit that's going on, they're the exact definition of what they try to call. Give the calling people niggas and shit, they're acting as that definition that they try to give to people. They're the exact reflection of who the fuck they're trying to call everybody else, and that shit is shocking to me. They're not looking in the mirror. It's pure deflection. Deflection is when you don't look in the mirror, but you're acting based off of how.
Well, they're
feel.
The superior race.
Are you sure they're becoming a minority soon?
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. And I don't know why people never pointed this out sooner. You ever been to a KKK rally?
Absolutely. Why the fuck would I be there?
Have you ever seen a KKK rally like in real time?
On the fucking news when they was in New York acting fucking stupid.
Do you see how these niggas are shaped? These niggas look like fucking like a gallon of mayonnaise.
You wanna know why? Because they're your fucking local postman. They're the fat fucking, some of the fat ass fucking policemen that have to shoot you because they can't chase you down. They're your local fucking whatever. They're all local people that work in your town that smile in your face, that get along just to get along, but will pull out those sheets as soon as the shit hits the fucking fan. Rest in peace to Gervais. He told me, like an uncle to me, he said, yo, a lot of these motherfuckers have a pair of sheets ironed, ready to pull them out. As soon as shit hits the fan, they got fresh sheets. They all, as soon as they have to pick a side, they have a fresh pair of fucking sheets. Starched. Fucking starched.
They got good linen?
They got good linen. Yep. They got the night. That ain't the Walmart linen. It's that real nice shit. Million thread. Whatever the fuck it is.
They got Pima cotton?
Whatever the fuck that is. Yeah. Fuck them, yo. ignorant motherfuckers.
I'm telling you, man. High key, my next relationship, I want to date a KKK member.
I fucking knew something like that was going to fucking happen.
I want to eat her out under her sheets.
Oh, my God.
Come on, you got it. That was good. That was good.
I don't know, bro. That was a little
that
wild.
That was good. That was good. Was a little wild. Come on, that was funny.
We'll ask the fucking listeners if that was funny.
I want to go under her sheets and do one of these.
Oh, my God. Hello. Oh, yes. I can't deny a good band play. I can't deny it. Whenever you play that, we got a jam up.
Oh man, what's your song of the week?
Yo, that shit makes me angry, man.
Eating a KKK member out on the sheets is crazy.
Oh my God,
you're liable for one crazy statement from me a week.
I got it.
Brian took over the show.
Oh, he's out of control.
But I'm saying, like, you're liable for one. I had to outdo him a little bit.
All right, let me pick my fucking song, bro. Oh, my fucking goodness, bro. Oh,
man. They got to be good sheets, too. Don't be giving me the $0.97 sheets, either.
The three-thread joints? That's nasty.
Don't give me the embroidery thread sheets. Like, get some good sheets.
All right, let me, I'm going to go R&B today.
Who the fuck just added me on the snapper?
Oh, that means they want to see dirty pictures and videos?
Oh, do they? They need to send your snap. Email me at dirtysnapper@gmail.com.
Dirty snapper.
Oh, man. All right,
so my song of the week
is... Can you send it to me so I can...
I'm going to tell you why Young Blue is a G.
Okay.
Just look at the name of the song when I airdrop it to you.
Please do.
Look.
Airdrop it to me and not the phone. Come on.
It's forcing me to go to your computer and your phone.
Don't go to the computer.
It's not, look, it's no matter what, they just don't give a fuck. That shit has a big ass sensor on it.
Compress the big airdrop. My phone should pop up. All
right, look. All right, you see it.
Yeah, that should be me.
Yeah,
tell me the goddamn name of the song.
All right. It's called Young Blue. That's the name of the artist. It's called Yeah, Save Yourself. It's basically on the premise of you're going to waste your time with me.
Oh, I love this.
Listen, he's being real from the door. I love this song. This is my red flag, Toxic Music.
Yes. Toxic Music Radio.
I like it. And I like it. Here we go.
Save yourself, don't stick around. Save yourself, yeah, I'm going downtown. So hold your breath. This what you be missing. You don't know what you just got yourself into. Ain't nobody can save you. I try to be everything that you pray for, but instead I'm everything you try to stay away from. What I'm gonna do with it? When you can't look up in my eyes no more, and I'm gifted, I get you, you not surprised no more. Oh, what I'm gonna do when you not interested? And my apologies, you don't even contest it. Yeah. I've been so busy, I'm hot like a oven, saving yourself like you superwoman. She don't even wanna talk no more. Save yourself. Don't stick around, save yourself. Yeah, I'm going downtown, so hold your breath. This what you be missing. You don't know what you just got yourself into. Ain't nobody can save you.
Ain't nobody can save
you. I can't save you, so save yourself. Save yourself, don't stick around, save yourself.
Nah, I'm going with my interpretation, fuck that. Then you going downtown to cheat, so don't be with me. Hold your breath, because you're going to get a text message. You may go like,
dead ass, man. All right. Let me see what song I can find to kind of.
Is it new?
I'm trying to find it.
Your
song.
Ass play the fucking Police.
Yeah, I do be playing The Police is fire.
I thought this motherfucker
that's
was
that's
joking.
That's the only police we should not defund is the band. The band.
I'm going to tell y'all something. I thought it'd be bullshit by liking all this 80s crack music. But yo, one day I went to the bathroom in the gym and I came out. Like, yo, real quick, can you watch? And he was looking up the fucking Police.
Nah, man, that
mid set. My man was putting on The Police. I said, yo, why?
I fuck with all that old school music, man. It's in my fiber.
What is that? The Baby Spoon music?
Oh no, that's the Coke Spoon music.
Yeah,
that's Coke Spoon Radio.
Coke Spoon Radio. Yo,
that should be the name of my station when I
Coke Spoon Radio. You can play weekends music. He's fucking.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to work out a deal with Station Head to get me a.
Yo, Coke Spoon Radio would be nuts.
I'll be doing a Friday night set.
Really?
Yeah.
I could be on every other Friday if you need me.
You can. I don't know yet. It's my depression's not allowing me to do what I need to do.
Oh, praying for you, man. You know,
yeah, man.
On Mondays, I hope help. We get a lot of shit on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. So I'm going to find. Let me see what type of song can I find here.
Coke Spoon Radio. That shit ring a bell in your head, which is the funny part. Oh, hell yeah.
Let me see.
Save yourself. Don't stop.
I'm going to play. Let me see what song I can find here that is not what you call it. I don't even. That's the thing with me, man. I be wanting to play all this old shit.
Hey, if you feeling it, run with it.
All right. Let me see.
You are now listening to Coke Spoon Radio with your host, Ash.
I want to play my cousin's music, but his music is mixed very terribly.
Well, Versi?
No.
Oh, because Versi has some fire shit that I was actually waiting for. It's only on SoundCloud.
Which one?
The one with the car. I'm like, why is it not on fucking... I'll show you where I saved it. Bro, this shit is
fire. I'll play that then.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I'm listening to it. This shit is... He snapped on it. And it's like, it's his style. Like, it's his shit. Here we go. I got you right here.
What's it called?
Watch Me Work. 42 plays. This is a good song.
Let me see if I can find
this is
me.
All... I was like, yo, yeah, this is it.
I can't even fucking find him here.
It's called 20. His name on SoundCloud is 20.
Yeah. What's it called?
Watch Me Work.
All right, then we're gonna play that then.
This is my shit, a Versi, nigga. Put this on fucking Apple Music.
Manifest this shit, bro. 10K, man. I'm laughing to the bank on these fools, boy. I'm gonna go to the bank. Boy, you gotta see him left the racks. I'm gonna.
I'm the worst because these are my cousins.
Yeah.
So I'll be wanting to like, yo, this shit's fire. But because it sounds like shit, like sonically.
Yeah.
Well, one of them's going to school now. So I'm like, all the shit that I'm saying, he's now finally understanding what I've been trying to say.
Are they going
to
digitally remaster this shit?
Absolutely not. They're just going to make new shit.
Yo, he got, come on, bro. That song, he got a digitally remaster. I'm going to ask him.
There's a song he did and he's going to kill me for saying this shit. He played it for me once. It's called Hand of God.
Yeah.
I swear, if I could put on my fake A&R hat on, I feel like that shit is a bona fide single.
But did he mix it well?
No, it sounds like shit. If he can actually record that song properly and get some money behind it, that song is like a bona fide good song.
You gotta let me hear that shit, man. Like,
I was supposed to link with him a few weeks ago, but my anxiety didn't let me.
I remember you telling me you wanted to come over.
Yeah, man, my shit is shit wasn't looking too good.
What's our time looking like? Are we wild over?
Oh, we wild.
Oh shit,
we're dumb wild. Tell him where to follow you.
Follow me. I am Shane Timberlake. Fuck you, Shane Goomer Pat.
You know what the fuck it is? It's the Sheet Muncher himself.
Cold Spoon Radio.
Cold Spoon Radio with Ash Madison.
Then I'll let you the great beat maker.
Radio, yo, you need a radio drop. Let me do it.
Cold Spoon Radio live on a Friday night with your host, Ash Madison.
Have a good night.
Play one song and leave.
Have a good night. Yeah, man. Yo, clean them sheets.